Human Growth Hormone HGH Medical Guide. Human Growth Hormone HGH for Dummies. Keywords: growth hormone, human growth hormone HGH, somatotropin, Sir Morlin, HGH therapy. As one cocky news reporter put it, unless you were sleeping under a rock, you probably heard about human growth hormone. We see HGH mentioned on TV news or have read about it in all the leading newspapers and magazines or on the internet. Athletes and famous Hollywood actors are using HGH for everything from sports enhancement, anti-aging purposes, skin, brain, muscle, joint, and organ regeneration to turn back the clock or for only to look and feel younger inside and out. Internationally recognized Rocky and Rambo star Sylvester Stallone was busted in Australia with HGH and allegedly misplaced his doctor's prescription. He was reprimanded and had to pay a $2,000 fine. Stallone, who is in his 60s but has the energy and vitality of a 35-year-old athlete, credits part of his quality of life directly to HGH. Mr. Stallone has publicly stated to the media, to paraphrase, that in 10 years or less, HGH will become an over the counter product. When the smoke of controversy clears and Congress looks closer at the thousands of research studies on HGH, Stallone's statements might prove right. Until then, HGH requires a doctor's prescription. Since winning is everything, HGH is being used by many prominent professionals and Olympic athletes in every sport known to mankind for significant performance enhancement, yes, even brain sports such as chess and poker, more specifically, to create a real quantified advantage over competitors. But use of HGH is not FDA approved for sports enhancement or bodybuilding, and therefore HGH use is illegal for these two specific purposes, which causes many people to think HGH is completely illegal. HGH is, however, not illegal for adults over the age of 30 seeking genuine anti-aging and regeneration medicine to overcome HGH deficiencies, aka premature aging. The two search engines, Google and Yahoo, who control about 90% of the total internet searches, show the terms HGH or human growth hormone are searched beyond 20,000 times per day online. As a result of the explosive popularity of HGH to be used for more than just legitimate medical anti-aging purposes, Congress and the FDA are holding hearings and creating even more controversy over this very misunderstood but beneficial substance, human growth hormone. HGH information. The big picture. What is HGH? Is becoming a common question since almost every other day HGH is mentioned in the media regarding its use by athletes or breaking research emerges concerning the benefits of its use. Somatotropin or growth hormone GH. HGH or human growth hormone is created in the base and center of the brain, more specifically in the rear portion of the anterior lobe of the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland has two primary lobes, the anterior or front lobe and posterior or back lobe, in the back of the front lobe of the pituitary gland. HGH is a delicate, unique, and important hormone protein, which is the largest in the body and has a variety of beneficial purposes in the human body. The most important feature is the stimulation of the growth, development, and regeneration of healthy cells throughout the human body. Virtually every organ and system in the body is dependent on HGH for proper growth, development, and function. Therefore, HGH is considered by many specialized medical experts in the field of anti-aging, longevity, and cell regeneration medicine to be the master hormone. What is a hormone? A hormone, from the Greek impetus or a moving force, impulse, stimulus, is a chemical messenger that carries a signal from one cell or group of cells to another via the blood. In general, hormones regulate the function of their target cells, the cells receiving the hormone. The action or net effect of hormones is determined by many factors, including its pattern of release into the human body and the response of the receiving cells. What does human growth hormone look like? HGH is a protein hormone made up of a chain of 191 amino acids, also known as a polypeptide. Poly is Latin meaning many, many peptides, many amino acids, which form a circular shape. The largest protein in the human body, the master human growth hormone HGH molecule. How is human growth hormone made in the body? HGH is created and secreted into the bloodstream by the anterior back part lobe of the pituitary gland, which looks like a garbanzo bean at the central base of the brain. More specifically, in the rear portion of the pituitary gland, there is a kind of stack of cells called somatropes, which make up about 40 to 50% of the anterior back of the pituitary gland. These cells act as a factory pumping out this essential HGH protein. The human growth hormone HGH on and off switch. There seem to be two or more factors regulating the release, decrease, and cease of HGH. The hypothalamus in the bottom base back of the brain metaphorically acts to a great extent as the on-off switch of HGH production. Research on how to stop HGH production permanently. In a research study by scientist Reichlin and his colleagues, where the connection from the hypothalamus to the pituitary gland was cut off, sectioned off, the pituitary stopped producing healthy levels of HGH. This showed that the hypothalamus, which produces the growth hormone-releasing hormone, GHRH, is the dominant source of stimulating the pituitary gland to produce HGH. Also, see SirBorland.com regarding using this hormone. Growth hormone releasing hormone to stimulate HGH release in the body, more affordable approach to increasing HGH in the body. The HGH on switch. The hypothalamus plays a significant role in HGH production and produces GHRH, also see SirBorland, the precursor to stimulate HGH production in the pituitary gland. In other words, or layman's terms, the hypothalamus uses GHRH, growth hormone releasing hormone, to metaphorically tell the pituitary gland, HGH factory, to kickstart the HGH assembly line production. The HGH off switch. The hypothalamus and body also play a role in the manufacture of somatostatins, the off switch, or simply HGH blockers, to shut down or decrease HGH production in the pituitary gland. In layman's terms, the body releases somatostatins to tell the HGH assembly line to shut off. How is HGH released in the body, and what is its frequency? HGH is primarily released in the pulses that take place during the beginning phases of sleep, with the highest release at the latest stages of sleep, which is why it is important to get a minimum of 8 hours of restful sleep. People who do not get proper sleep have shorter lifespans and sometimes suffer from HGH deficiency. During the 24-hour cycle of the day, HGH is released in smaller pulses, about 30 in total. What happens when HGH is released in the body? Once the pituitary gland secretes HGH, it circulates into the bloodstream throughout the body and the brain and absorbed by the liver, where it converts into growth factors, the most important one being IGF-1. Growth hormone is rapidly converted in the liver to a powerful growth-promoting metabolite, an insulin-like growth factor, type 1. IGF-1 insulin-like growth factor, IGF-1, causes most of the effects associated with HGH. It is measured in the blood to determine the level of growth hormone secretion. Most of the benefits of HGH are directly attributable to its stimulation of IGF-1. These growth factors are the messengers that carry the messages to the cells of the body. This communication regulates the growth of cells, telling them when to live and when to die. Cell reproduction slows down with aging unless the cells are prompted by the growth factors of HGH. Therefore, it could be said that HGH is the precursor of IGF, that is to say, HGH is what stimulates the body, the liver, to produce IGF-1. HGH, human growth hormone replacement therapy using a precursor secretagogue analog, SirBorland. Secretagogue is a substance that promotes secretion. For instance, the secretagogue for HGH production, i.e. the content that tells your pituitary gland to increase HGH production, is GHRH, growth hormone releasing hormone, which comes from the hypothalamus. SirBorland is a polypeptide chain that mimics the effects of GHRH, the substances that naturally tell your pituitary gland to increase HGH production. GHRH therapy. Sirmorelin therapy is an HGH secretagogue delivered through subcutaneous injection. GHRH. Growth hormone deficiency in adults occurs when the naturally occurring pituitary hormone, known as HGH, is produced in small quantities with a resulting deficiency in growth hormone and IGF-1 levels in the bloodstream. Growth hormone deficiency includes a spectrum that ranges from a complete lack of growth hormone through varying degrees of partial growth hormone deficiency. Most people after the age of 25 to 30 begin a process of HGH deficiency, which accelerates at a loss rate of 1 to 2% per year, depending on one's genetic makeup, diet, exercise, and lifestyle. In contrast to supplementing the growth hormone deficiency through injections of exogenous recombinant HGH, another therapy, GHRH therapy, involves the use of GHRH injections, which cause and stimulates the body's pituitary gland to secrete greater quantities of naturally produced HGH, sirmorelin injections. The body, therefore, usually produces its own growth hormone to supplement the deficiency as a result of GHRH therapy. Sirmorelin is the acetate salt of an amidated synthetic amino acid polypeptide consisting of the first 29 of 44 amino acids of naturally occurring HGH-releasing hormone, GHH, in the body. Sirmorelin acetate is the last of the hypothalamic-releasing hormones, stimulates HGH to be identified and characterized, and represents the shortest fragment of GHRH known to possess the full biological activity of the parent hormone, referred to as the HGH-releasing hormone, GHH, growth hormone-releasing hormone. In contrast to increasing growth hormone levels by the injection of biosynthetic or bioidentical HGH, GHRH injections increase plasma growth hormone concentrations in patients with idiopathic growth hormone deficiency by directly stimulating the pituitary gland to release natural HGH. Sirmorelin acetate for injection, GHRH, is similar to natural GHRH with its ability to boost HGH secretion in humans. Sirmorelin is an affordable approach to increasing HGH in the body for those who are price sensitive. GHRH for injection has been effective in the treatment of growth hormone deficiency in children. The clinic anticipates that GHRH will also be effective in the treatment of adult growth hormone deficiency because it has been useful in the treatment of children and because HGH has already proven itself to be effective in cases of adult growth hormone deficiency. The GHRH used by the clinic has been studied for 12 years in more than 70 clinical trials in over 2,600 child patients, totaling more than 485 patient years of treatment. Growth hormone-releasing hormone for injection was approved for use in children with growth hormone deficiency, GHD, by the FDA in 1997 and became available to the clinic in 1998. It is an experimental hospital treatment with regards to adult patients who are prescribed about half the dose of a small child. Prior clinical approval is required to participate in the adult clinical trial program conducted by the hospital. This therapy has great potential for adults who have growth hormone deficiency and seek to reverse the effects of aging or treat a medical disorder. A patient who is dissatisfied with the results obtained through GHRH therapy may elect to be treated after that with HGH replacement therapy or vice versa. Growth hormone declines with aging. The decrease of growth hormone with age is directly associated with many of the symptoms of aging, including cardiovascular disease, increased body fat, osteoporosis, wrinkling, gray hair, decreased energy, reduced sexual function and interest, and other premature aging symptoms. Many of these symptoms are in younger adults who have growth hormone deficiency. Research over the last 40 years confirms the decline of HGH as we age in our adult years, and the decline of HGH production accelerates as we get older. After the age of 30, our bodies are not stimulating the regeneration of new healthy cells as fast as they are dying off, and as a net result, aging seems to be the process of our bodies slowly dying faster, as it can replace itself with healthy cells at first, but the dying process accelerates as we continue to age. HGH is produced at a rate that peaks during adolescence when accelerated growth occurs. Growth hormone secretion decreases with age in every animal species, species tested thus far. In humans, the amount of growth hormone after the age of 25 to 30 declines at about 14% per decade, or 1 to 2% per year. Therefore, total daily growth hormone production is reduced dramatically with age. In numerical values, we produce on a regular basis about 500 micrograms of growth hormone at age 20, 200 micrograms at age 40, and 25 micrograms at age 80. At age 40, our growth hormone production is only 40% of what we produced at age 20. The fall in IGF-1 levels with age is identical to the decline of growth hormone. More research and scientific experiments have shown that by the age of 40, our HGH production is down to 50% of youthful levels. By the age of 55, it sinks to 20%, which is not much more than someone in their 80s can produce. Growth hormone decreases significantly after the age of 35 to 45. Scientists do not know the exact reason why persons over the age of 35 to 45 tend to incur such a significant decrease in growth hormone secretion from the pituitary gland, with the result causing symptoms of aging and andropause, i.e., HGH deficiency. Some medical research has revealed that the aging pituitary somatotroph cells can still secrete as much growth hormone as the young somatotroph cells if they are properly and adequately stimulated. As a result, some researchers have come up with several theories regarding aging resulting from HGH-related deficiency. GH blockers called somatostatins increase with age. Some research scientists believe the problem of HGH deficiency lies with somatostatins, HGH blockers, the natural inhibitor blocker of HGH. Somatostatin concentrations have been found to increase within the body with age and may act to block the pituitary's release of GH. When researchers eliminated somatostatin production in old rats, they found growth hormone secretion to be as high as those of young mice. This might indicate theoretically that the pituitary gland has a lifelong ability to produce any healthy level of GH we might desire. GH stimulators decrease with age. A second theory concerning the reduction of GH as we age is that the precursor hormone, growth hormone releasing hormone, GHRH, which stimulates GH release by the pituitary gland, becomes less sensitive to signals from the hypothalamus. Hence, insufficient GHRH is released, resulting in a decrease of growth hormone secretions over time and age. Listen to the Sir Morlin and the section on growth hormone releasing hormone. The body requires more GH as we age, or the body loses its ability to utilize GH as we age. A third theory concerning GH decline or deficiency is that not only does the growth hormone secreted and available to receptors in our cells decrease with age, but that the cell receptors become more resistant and less responsive to the GH. Under this theory, aging is a disease of growth hormone resistance within our cell receptors, similar to the way in which diabetes is an illness of insulin resistance. The benefits of replacing GH with injections or HGH replacement therapy. HGH, although controversial, is considered by some scientists, doctors, and researchers to be one of the single most important protein hormones in human development, health, regeneration, wellness, and longevity. A growing number of anti-aging longevity and cell regeneration doctors swear by HGH and consider HGH replacement therapy to be a revolution in medicine. Benefits of HGH. More importantly, clinical evidence and recent medical research clearly demonstrate that by replacing GH in IGF-1 deficient adults, we can significantly eliminate premature aging symptoms. We can also reverse the biological effects of aging, reduce body fat, increase lean muscle mass, strengthen the immune system, improve sexual performance and libido, lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, restore hair color and growth, increase bone tissue, strengthen the heart, regenerate organs, and increase energy. There is no other substance known to medical science that has such extensive and well-documented ability to deter and reverse the aging process as HGH. Also, as we examine more carefully the evidence accumulated by medical research and the interaction between growth hormone and the various bodily systems and cell regeneration that affect the areas benefited, we develop an understanding as to how an increased level of growth hormone results in so many beneficial effects on the entire body. Some studies have suggested HGH replacement therapy might extend the human lifespan 10 to 20 years, as long as a healthy conscious life is included as a part of the doctor monitored HGH therapy program. Bone density and HGH. During growth hormone therapy, there is a definite improvement in bone density. One study showed an increased bone mass of 2% per year. Skin and HGH. Growth hormone restores abnormal low levels of extracellular fluid. This cellular dehydration is implicated in many of the signs of aging. By replenishing this extracellular fluid, skin becomes thicker and wrinkles become less noticeable. Also, there is a normalization of kidney function and improvement in sweating capacity. Look closely at the skin of younger people and older people. You will notice several factors which give the indication of age. 1. Smoothness of the skin. 2. Thickness of the skin. 3. Discoloration and age spots. 4. Wrinkles. 5. Supplessness. Among other factors, HGH has been shown to shift human skin towards more vitality and youthfulness. Children, teenagers, and young adults with growth hormone deficiency have experienced the signs of premature aging of the skin, with the skin more closely resembling the skin of significantly older people. Weight management and HGH. Growth hormone induces decomposition of adipose tissue. The adipose cell volume will decrease significantly. Metabolism is decreased, which results in the degradation of fat. Also, cholesterol is lowered. There is a consistent improvement in this parameter with a usual 10% increase in lean body mass and 5 to 10% decrease in body fat. Fat loss was greatest in the abdominal region. The alterations in body composition are reversed. The lean body mass increases as the adipose tissue decreases. This accounts for the fact that there may not always be an overall weight loss because of the increased muscle mass. In addition, HGH affects the liver, kidneys, spleen, skin, and bone, and is protective against atrophy by causing regrowth of tissue. HGH for sale, buying HGH, and getting HGH. Acquiring HGH requires a prescription from a medical doctor. Many people who look for an easy route to get human growth hormone look to the black market, Mexican and Chinese sources. These sources are not as potent and may contain harmful substances. Some people have gotten infections or died as a result of using black market HGH. Do not go the illegal route. The legal route is the best way to go. Side effects and dangers of HGH abuse. HGH has been shown in some studies to have side effects, which include carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis, edema, swelling, water retention, joint pain, gigantism, abnormal bone growth, and bloating. Side effects are typically experienced with high dose abuse over long periods of time. One should also completely avoid HGH if they have cancer or a high risk or prevalent family history of cancer, especially prostate and reproductive cancer. HGH stimulates cell reproduction and regeneration, which can also have a dangerous effect on one who has cancer. Long-term abuse of HGH can also cause the pituitary gland to produce less GH for a while. How long depends on the person's lifestyle and the damage level. Studies have shown that the pituitary gland has the ability to produce healthy levels of growth hormone when stimulated throughout the entire human lifespan. Avoid side effects. Initially, numerous studies have shown side effects can be avoided by a slow initial administration, proper monitoring of levels, and usage of HGH on a daily basis is what is called a low-dose, high-frequency method. Ongoing side effects can be avoided in an HGH replacement therapy program when one avoids high doses of HGH over an extended period and continues to monitor their blood by getting bi-yearly blood work analysis. Typical protocol of HGH. A standard protocol using low doses has shown to have the best effects. General range. A generic protocol for someone over the age of 35, deficient in GH, IGF-1, and showing signs of andropause is approximately 1 to 2 IU per day, with 5 days on, Monday through Friday, using 1 IU per day, and 2 days off, Saturday and Sunday, with no usage of HGH. This is not an exact, but only a general range. range. To come up with a more precise HGH therapy protocol, the physician must review the patient's current blood work analysis, physical exam, including blood pressure, height, weight, and age, medical questionnaire for studying the patient's medical history, lifestyle, and patient personal health goals. Avoid bodybuilder doses of 3 or more IU per day. What is the best time of day to inject HGH? Some research has shown that the best time to take HGH injections is in the morning upon awakening. Other research has also demonstrated the majority of naturally produced GH is pulsed from the pituitary gland at night. This has led to further studies showing that a once-a-day injection routine taken at night seems to have the most beneficial effect, while some have found doses in the morning provide the best results. A third option is distributed dosing. Spread dosing using 2 or more injections of HGH a day. Some researchers have administered HGH injections twice daily. A typical dose is to split up once in the morning upon awakening and once at night before going to sleep. The 2 low-dose method. 1. In the 2 low-dose method approach, when a small dose is used before working out and then again after working out, people have reported the best gains in physical regeneration, regenerating the muscles, burning fat, and improving body composition. 2. Others have reported when doing the 2 low-dose method of getting the best results when they do a small dose in the morning on an empty stomach and then again 30 minutes before going to sleep. They reported great sleep and a general feeling of well-being, focus, and energy during the day, and depression was also decreased. Generally, however, most common protocols recommend 1 time per day for convenience so patients don't feel like they are a pincushion. 1. Intense regular exercise, including cardiovascular exercise 45 minutes a day, 4 days a week, and weightlifting every other day, 4 days a week. Upper and lower body on altering days. If time is a factor, and depending on your busy work schedule and lifestyle, try to at least exercise a minimum of 4 to 6 times a week, doing aerobic activities, running, jogging, bicycling, dancing, in conjunction with some weight training. HGH can increase one's appetite and metabolism. Exercise has been found to be the best way to help quench hunger and cravings. Good nutrition with high nutrient density and 5 to 6 small meals a day is another way to satisfy the increase in hunger that can sometimes be caused by HGH. 2. HGH and supplements. Most RDA recommendations for vitamins, minerals, and supplements in general are insufficient. Take a comprehensive multivitamin and mineral complex, vitamin D and calcium supplements. Amino acids help stimulate natural GH production, right brain formula, and omega-3 fish oil supplements. And get a good healthy dose of sunlight, 30 minutes per day, for overall vitamin D synthesis. Ocean water also has a lot of healthy amounts of minerals, which are excellent for the skin. 3. HGH and diet recommendations. A low-caloric diet of raw, warm, and steamed foods. Do not go more than 3 hours during a day without eating something. Make sure you drink at least 8 large glasses of water per day. Eat 5 to 6 small meals per day. Strictly follow a healthy, nutritious, nutrient-dense, and calorie-restricted diet. Limit consumption of sugar. A study showed that sugar diminishes GH secretion. Several studies have shown that being overweight and suffering from obesity can significantly shorten one's lifespan and lead to a higher incidence of a host of diseases, especially cancer. Repeated studies have shown that moderate caloric restriction can prolong lifespan up to 30% in humans and animals. The best diet, based on human evolution, is one involving eating raw foods, eating enough fresh fruits, raw and steamed vegetables, nuts, grains, and seeds. Avoid processed foods to the best of your ability. Try to eat organic foods, because non-organic foods have pesticides, which can cause genetic damage and upset your hormone levels. Therefore, eat enough calories from organic fruits, vegetables, meats, eggs, and fish at a range which will not put your body in starvation mode. Consult a doctor. Try to avoid alcohol, caffeinated or carbonated drinks, processed cereal fiber, non-organic milk products. Make fighting obesity the central focus of your diet. Fat tissue is rich in aromatase enzymes and converts testosterone to estradiol and inactivates testosterone. Estradiol, 17-estradiol, also oestradiol, is a sex hormone. Mislabeled the female hormone, it is also present in males. It represents the primary estrogen in humans. GH and exercise. Exercise stimulates natural GH production. Regular exercise is the best way to naturally increase your GH production and your body's ability to process it. Moreover, aging is associated with weaker muscles, lower bone mass, and less flexibility. Therefore, make stretching, like yoga, a part of your daily routine. Several studies have shown that exercise prolongs life, decreases heart disease, and lowers blood pressure and stroke rates. Aerobic exercise is paramount for maintaining a healthy vascular system, which is a central factor in longevity, vitality, and health. HGH and dietary supplements. Take adequate amounts of nutrients and supplements. Take a good multivitamin that requires you to take more than one vitamin per day, so the supplements are spread out over a given day. Be sure your supplement regimen has enough antioxidants. The RDA recommended daily allowance is usually insufficient for the desired health effects. In the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine desk reference, you can find out about the recommended doses. Take the time to do the research. You might also want to get blood work done to see which vitamins and minerals your body has a problem metabolizing and think about increasing that particular vitamin and mineral. Hormone replacement therapy and HGH optimization. Hormone optimization or bioidentical hormone replacement therapy comes in many forms, programs, and treatments. This might be remembered in history as the stage or period of medical anti-aging, longevity, and disease prevention just before the next significant breakthrough in medicine of human genetic engineering, less than 30 years away. Genetic science promises to extend human life beyond tenfold. Pursuing HRT for people over 30 years of age is fast becoming the single most traditional medical protocol sought out for slowing down the aging process, regenerating the body, even reversing the aging process, and in some circumstances, extending one's lifespan youthfully and with vigor and vitality. One of the greatest discoveries to date for living a long, healthy, and youthful life is to ensure you have healthy levels and a balance of hormones in your body. Maintaining healthy levels of hormones in your body based on your height, weight, age, and blood work, along with radically healthy lifestyle changes, can potentially extend your lifespan 10 to 20 years. That doesn't mean you live longer as an older person. You live longer because you have slowed down the aging process and live more youthfully as you progress through life. Make sure your hormones are balanced. Even if you are under the age of 30, having your hormone levels and blood work checked every 6 months is of great value to know your baseline values. If you are older than 30, balancing your hormones and changing your lifestyle will help you to overcome many age-related symptoms, such as being overweight, suffering from depression, andropause, perimenopause, low libido, infertility, and many age-related symptoms. Research has shown that utilizing testosterone, DHEA, HGH, and other hormones for those deficient and older than 30 can have a protective effect on aging, and several studies indicate can increase lifespan. Is human genetic engineering the next stage of anti-aging medicine after HGH, testosterone, and HRT? The Human Genome Project was a $3 billion sequencing project funded by the U.S. government in 1990. Its goal was to identify, sequence, and label each rung in the genetic spiral staircase in the entire human genome, the human genome equation. With that project completed on or about 2000, many profound discoveries have been made, and therefore, it is estimated human genetic engineering and gene therapy will have their kinks worked out and become affordable and mainstream around the year 2035. Human genetic engineering is going to change human life, anti-aging, and longevity medicine so radically, it is nearly impossible to imagine how profound the results will change medicine and civilization. In theory, human genetic engineering works like this. Each breakthrough in genetic science should extend your lifespan long enough for the next breakthrough to come, which would extend your lifespan even longer. The accumulated life extension of future biotechnology, bioscience, bioengineering, and human genetic engineering should theoretically provide a kind of longevity on the plateau of immortality, potentially. Therefore, the next stage, era, or period of anti-aging medicine after hormone optimization, aka HRT, will be called HGE or HGO, human genetic engineering, or human genetic optimization, promises to extend the human lifespan more than just 10 to 20 years. The youthfulness that HRT promotes and promises could potentially extend human lifespans more than 10 plus fold. Currently, scientists modifying the DNA of non-human species have found novel ways of extending youthful living in animals, insects, bacteria, and yeast up to 8 to 10-fold. When scientists can consistently do this for monkeys, humans will be next. This kind of science is right around the corner. HGH and testosterone. Testosterone is an important hormone for both males and females. It protects the cardiovascular system, fights obesity, develops and maintains reproductive health and sexual potency, supports the brain, bones, and muscles, and improves mood and memory. Testosterone production by the ovaries, adrenals, testicles, and even the conversion of testosterone on peripheral issues from DHEA, androstenedione, all decline with normal aging. Don't hesitate. Contact us for a free, no-obligation conversation.